With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel launching an operation on Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, and seized control of the Gaza side of the key Rafah border crossing with Egypt. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Israel has told the U.S. the operation is not the full-on invasion President Biden warned against.
That's not what this is. That this is an operation of limited scope, scale, and duration, and aimed at cutting off Hamas's ability to ship arms across the Rafah border.
The operation followed a dramatic 24 hours in which hopes for a long-awaited ceasefire between Israel and Hamas rose and then fell. Also at SRNnews.com, International Atomic Energy Agency's leader, Rafael Mariano Grossi, remains in Iran. He's trying to negotiate for inspections with Iran's nuclear program. Legal action has been taken by TikTok.
TikTok and its Chinese parent company are suing the United States, citing the law as unconstitutional. TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, are suing the federal government to challenge a law that would force the sale of ByteDance's stake or face a ban. The law was signed in April by President Joe Biden as part of a larger $95 billion foreign aid package. The measure requires ByteDance to sell TikTok within 9 months. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed concerns that Chinese authorities could force ByteDance to hand over U.S. user data or sway public opinion by manipulating the algorithm that populates users' feeds. Opponents of the law argue that Chinese authorities could easily get information on Americans in other ways. Kaya Panjwani, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 3 points. The NASDAQ is down 28 points. This is SRN News. A look at Asian Americans and giving.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned in more than twice the needed number of signatures to get a proposal to enshrine abortion on the Missouri Constitution on the November ballot. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office must now verify the signatures. The amendment would make abortion legal until viability about 6 months into pregnancy. Currently, state law only allows abortion for medical emergencies. This is SRN News. An FAA probe of Boeing worker inspection records.
The Federal Aviation Administration has opened an investigation into Boeing after the company reported that workers at a South Carolina plant falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes. In an email to Boeing South Carolina employees on April 29th, Scott Stocker, who leads the 787 program, said a worker observed an irregularity and a required test of the wing-to-body joint and reported it to his manager. A review is said to have determined several people recorded performing required tests but had not. The email says Boeing engineers determined that the misconduct did not create an immediate safety of flight issue. I'm Norman Hall.
Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch to the ISS due to a technical issue. Liftoff now delayed until at least next week. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.